Hey, welcome to the Chat About Bot Project, a series of conversations with many experts from the bot world. My name is Caio Calado, and today I'm having a conversation with Jin Tanaka, CEO and founder of Foxy. We are going to talk about his AI assistant and also about some lessons learned from creating a business out of a bot. We are going to get to that right after this message.
Hi, my name is Sergio Passos, I'm CTO at Take. We are the leading Brazilian company for conversational apps and chatbots. Being the mobile market for more than 19 years has given us the expertise to build great conversational experience. To do so, we use Blip, our platform that integrates the best tools to build, run, and evolve chatbots. We believe that a single message can change the world, and that's why we think it is so relevant to chat about bots.
Hi, Jin. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thanks, man.
And I appreciate your time to having us and have a chat about bots.
Sure.
So before we start, I would like to get to know a little bit more about you and what was your career and your path until you get to the bot world.
Oh, cool. First of all, like, thanks for organizing like, this stuff too. Also, like, awesome event in San Francisco.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Thanks.
All right, cool. So let me explain, like, who I am and what is my background. And first of all, my name is Jin, CEO, founder of Foxy. And I moved to San Francisco, California back to 5 years ago. And before that, like, I have done, like, a couple of businesses in Tokyo. My first entrepreneur experience was event organizer in Tokyo. So I have done like, you know, basically I'm like always into connecting people somehow, like a more like a offline space. So that time, like, you know, my co-founder, we organized the like a seasonable event, like, you know, the summer party, Halloween party, and Christmas party, and we organized 200 like 300 people, and that was like much easier to make money somehow. But the thing is, the we faced the like a scalability because we wanted to like connect people more. But thing is, the everything's based on kind of like my like, you know, the connections. I thought like how I can make it like bigger connections, and that's I started to look for the way how I can do it. And I found out back to like almost like a, 9 years ago, 8 to 9 years ago, I found like Silicon Valley is a place that's like a technology can leverage like making a big impact for like a scalability. So that's why I decided to come here. And the second one was the like I used to work for a retailing store, like a convenience store, and at that time like I was in charge of the like business development. And probably like somebody knows the like convenience store which is called 7-Eleven. That's like, you know, also like US, but like Japan and Asia is like
very really big.
Famous. And then they, my brother and I, we have like, you know, multiple stores, and then one of the store we got like a best store in Japan because the we tripled the number of the customers and revenue. I think how we did it was the mainly like many small business owners, they just wait, just like a praying and wishing like, hey, please come to my store, please come to my restaurant. I wanted to come to my place and then just eat and just buy my stuff. The thing is, like, my question was like, why they don't go out to find a customer by themselves? So I started like, a bunch of the marketing and started to build like a direct connection with the like a neighborhood. So we have like a very like the we have like a lead, and I have like a very strong lead, like, you know, the like the connection with the customers, and that's we start to build the like always IT like, you know, sales. And each time if there's a big campaign, I just went there like, hey, we have the big, big like, you know, discount sale, like what do you guys want? And I just can deliver. And like this like delivering system also we start to do it, and actually it's in the end like it becomes the like a new sales channel. And like many 7-Elevens and the convenience store, they start to do it because like many the in Japan, like there are a lot of like the old people, like elderly, but they cannot go to the store because they cannot just like walk like us. And the thing is, they wanted to have something to eat. So like we started to deliver like directly like product to them. and many saw they started to do it. So like that's like we got like a best one, and that's we did it, and that's how I started to get into like other countries. Like I went to Brazil to open up to a new like retailing store in São Paulo, and after that like I went to London, got into like an NPO project, because the after earthquake in Japan, I wanted to help like people by using like a business power, and I was a project manager, and then came back to Tokyo and opened to new business with my brother, like an HR company for non-Japanese people to provide a job to Japanese company, because it is not easy for non-Japanese, like a foreigner. Thus, we tried to like leverage connecting company and people, especially like a candidate. And then I came to like San Francisco and started to do my stuff now. Yeah.
And then you started the Foxy, right?
Yeah, but before that, I worked on the like two startups. One is the like they are like 500 startup like Almuni, and like that's like a marketplace for tourists and travelers. I was in charge of the Japanese market, so always like into like connecting people. And then another one is work for like a Japanese HR company again, because they wanted to localize their service into American market. And I was in charge of like a UX researcher and product localization. And at the same time, like I started to work on Foxy. Yeah.
I see that you were like always trying to like connect people.
Yes.
And like to make people to have access to some sort of like services or some sort of like experiences though.
Right.
I wonder if, is there anything that you can see like in your product today that like most people cannot see it? Like you have Foxy, right?
Right.
Can you explain us a little bit like about the bot itself and the product?
Yeah, like let me explain about Foxy. And Foxy is the AI assistant for socializing across like multiple messaging platforms, which is available Viber, Kick, and Facebook. And based on like who you are, what you're interested in, basically Foxy make an interaction, and the user like you know, they started to chat. It could be like a dating, it could be business, it could be just like you know, chatting, or just like making friends. Like that's like we have done 2.5 years, and the reason why we started to do it was like again like this is my personal passion. Also like you know, our team like 4 of us now as a full time, but everybody lived in other countries. So we appreciate how like connecting like you know, people is very important, and that makes life very interesting. That could be just like a helpful, and that would be like very like you know, I just feel like always appreciate for my friends and then meeting like new people like us, right? And also other like a book community. That's like awesome, and that's why we are very like you know, passionate about doing this. And so like back to also my career. Actually, like event organizer, like a dating HO, how they make intro is very like you know, actually simple. They have like own like data, like a personalized like list, and they check like a requirement, and they think, oh, this guy could be good for this women, oh, this guy could be like good for this company, or this guy could be interested to like this event. So it's not like that much complicated, and you just need to have like a personal like data. You need to have the like a requirement. What's like a fit, and you just need to make the intro. And after that, like in the end, like the people they are going to decide. I wanted to work for this company, or I wanted to date this like a girl, you know, the guy, and I wanted to like make like this kind of friends, or I wanted to join this kind of like, event. It's very simple. So I thought like this could be actually like you know the AI power and technology can be helpful. How? Like you know, everybody can have the like the more accessibility to make the, like a different type of connections in real life.
It's using the technology to connect them.
That's right. That's right. That's we do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And what do you see on Foxy that like most people do not see it? Like.
Well, so good question. And our team, we thought. AI and AI related to technology are not mature yet. So like many people and bot developer, they expect building like a bot or AI could be like very sophisticated. It should be like with sophisticated like technology behind that. The thing is, if like a bot is not that smart, like people don't talk. In the end, like what's happening is the company ourselves or like developer ourselves, like we don't have that much data. Without any data, like there is no way to build actually like AI. So we thought maybe we can use the like this opportunity for the like new messenger platform, and that could be like easier to connect like new people across like multiple messaging apps. So our users, they don't need to talk to Foxy. They just can talk to users, and then like we just like, you know, make the, we are like at the same time like we are learning like who you are and what kind of connection you look for and what kind of topics you like to talk about. That's like we are learning like behind that, because like in the end like we just can start to build like more like a personalized interaction engine. So that's the way we collect like the data, and that's the way we build the AI. Yeah, that probably a bit like unique, because usually like, you know, the interaction, the many bots were designed for interaction like in one way, right? Like actually like two ways. But our case is like a bot is a middleman, and the user and user, they talk to each other, and the bot is like, you know, just like helping and like just a middleman helping like these like interactions. So,
do you know any like nice story, like how like? Do you have a specific story that you connect to some, like two people that they made?
Yeah, like for instance, like some of the guys and girls, they say they become like, you know, real, like a couple. Another one is the, so we do like, you know, user interview and enquete and feedback. We have got like many like direct feedback, and also we do like user interview too. And for instance, like the top users, they have the like, you know, said like 5,000 like mutual messages.
Really?
They have talking like over like a 6 months or like, yeah.
Through Foxy.
Yeah, through Foxy. I don't like, you know, why they, you guys can just like connect to Facebook or like, you know, Kik or Viber or whatever, like WhatsApp, and they just can talk. But the thing is, somehow like they wanted to have some kind of like a personal space into like a messenger space, messenger apps. That's like a bit unique. And that's like, we wanted to understand more like why they are like keep using like, you know, by for like a chatting like friends through Foxy, because they just can use like other messaging apps, right? The thing is, so they do it. I mean, that's why like we couldn't find out, and that's like, that's why like we do like survey and we do like interview. And then we,
how do you feel like to creating like this tool that connect those people? Like before you wanted to connect,
right?
And now you have the tool that actually connects. How do you feel about that? Like, does it feel great?
It's great, but the thing is, it's great, and the people are enjoying using that. The thing is, we cannot control people, and many like an anonymous service and anonymous like SNS or like basically like, you know, how people behave on internet is actually like very aggressive more than like a real life, because it's not like, you know, if I just met you like, you know, probably I just can make like interaction myself. I just like bow like, hey, nice to meet you, and like, you know, who I am and what I do and what you do and what's your name, everything just like a profile, right? But like the interesting, the people's behavior is like probably like as everybody knows like how people talk with bot. They try to like, you know, kill AI. They try to be very aggressive. So like we cannot control like how like a user use it, like a user's like a behavior, right? That's like a skill. We are like, you know, they're seeing like that's like a bit like a tough to solve it, because it's not like we can solve it like directly too. So that's like, you know, one thing that like we wanted to like, you know, change it more. But we don't have like, you know, that much like a solution yet. If we have like this feature, or if we have like a rating system, whatever, the user started to be very nice to other people, and that would be like a great, like how people are connecting through like a digital world, and in the end, like they just can meet up in real life. The thing is, the how they start to have like interaction is very like still a bit aggressive, so that's like we want to solve now. Yeah.
We have been talking a lot about Foxy, but we haven't mentioned about like what is a chatbot exactly. I wonder if you have like a good definition, or how do you see them?
Mm.
That is different from the others.
Okay, so the definition of the chatbot slash bot is the application that works for like a conversation related to application or apps. And like a bot itself has the like AI component. It could be like just like NLP, NLU, like some kind, somehow like a bot can understand the human conversation in terms of like a text and a voice. Or like the bot can understand like, you know, by using like a face recognition and stuff. So some kind of like an AI component, that's the like which the application works on the like the conversation related to the service. That's how I see the definition of the bot.
And why did you decide to make Foxy on the, like a messaging platform? Like not only messenger, but you have like Foxy in different like channels as well.
Yeah. Hmm. The reason why we started to do it was before like you know Foxy was built on top of messaging apps. Like we used to build the native app before. And that time we struggle to acquire users and
people would need to download it.
Yeah, because like a native apps and I think that this year 2018 is like a net number of the like a download in the US is the like 0 point something. So it means that people don't download the app anymore. Like you know, the kind of like your smartphone, my smartphone, everybody's smartphone, like you know, the screen or like any like mobile apps are like kind of like default. People probably use like WhatsApp, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, or whatever. But it's same stuff people are just using. So it means it is really difficult for us to let users to download our service. And that's the, we saw the opportunity, huh? Like the messaging platform could be like in a new place. So let's try our things. And that's, we start to do it like 2016, but like I started to like research on like these things like back to 2015.
How many users do you have?
Now it's roughly 700,000 users.
That's a lot.
It's it seems like a lot, but the thing is the, yeah, it's I mean
it is a lot.
Yeah, but the thing is the in terms of the like a consumer like application or mobile apps, like it has to be like you know more. So yeah, I don't consider like we don't consider like that's a lot of like you know users.
That's humble, but
yeah,
it's, I mean for me it's a big number though, and like your business model, you can interact with all of these guys like just right away.
Right.
And if you have to explain a little bit about like your business model for as like Foxy,
right.
As a bot as a service, how can you explain that to others?
Right.
I mean, for me, we were talking about this like before the interview. It's hard to see like a bot as a service. It's not
right.
Like during the meetup, some people ask it like, how can we monetize bots?
And right.
It's not like that much people working on that. And this is like, it's great to see that you're like creating like a business out of a bot.
Oh yeah, we are trying, but it's not like we started to make money. The thing is like, our business model is the, our business model is like based on like ad. Because like we collect like user's data and the interest, and we are building like you know the introduction engine. So introduction engine means actually like it's same as a recommendation engine. So based on like user's interest and your location, like geolocation, whatever, you just can like shows the ad contents. But that's like we did it like a Viber Messenger platform. If you like sports, we just show them to users like FC Barcelona bot, and Fox users they just like click FC Barcelona bot on Viber Messenger apps. And they don't need to download, they just like move to FC Barcelona bot. So it means like they are combined. And that's our business model also. We did it like last year. And that's like we see the opportunity. But thing is the downside is that Facebook they just wanted to make money by themselves and into like a messenger space. So I guess like everybody start to see the ad content into like a messenger, like one that you are set, right? Thing is it's more like a control by the platform. So it is not just like easy to do it. So we need to like find out how we can work with the platform more, or like what's kind of like a value we can bring to like a platform more. Yeah.
And do you have like more engagement or more users based in like in Japan or like different like countries?
Yeah, so our user like a base is based on like again like you know Kick platform and Viber. So like our like you know data like users like a segment is pretty much based on like Kick and Viber Messenger platform. So it means we have like tons of users, like especially like a teen and like young guys in the like, North America, also some of like in you know, the Europa, because that's like from Kick. Another one is the like Viber users. They're mainly from like you know like South Asian countries, Arabic and North Africa. That's like so kind of still divided, and that's like we see the actually like the problems, because the we wanted to make the connection and they just can meet up like in real life, but like if user connected to like you know the like Iraq to America, like, really they just can chat, but there's no way to meet up. So I thought they just can, there's no way to meet, yeah, meet. And so that's, we see like, huh. I mean, that's, we design, but the thing is, the reality is like how user use it. So that's kind of, you know, we see like a different growth that we didn't expect it.
Do you see like Foxy as like a global product considering this?
Yeah, so that's why like our like network effect is pretty much based on like a global like you know chat, like a global network. So we are more shifting to like more like a global like a friends or like a global related to like a service. And that's, I mean, we have to do it because like user they are using like that. So yeah.
So since you're really focusing in like communities and growth, do you have like any tips or any advices that help people to like to create this community through the bot and to make it grow? Like how do you guys like grew to 700,000 of users?
That's So two things. One is the you just need to keep talking with the like users, and that's we do like every week, and then I do like every day. I just like talk with like users and send to like a direct message. And ask them like, hey, this is my Viber account. Can I just talk to you? And just ask them like, how did you know Foxy? And what's the reason do you use it? What do you like? And that's like basic things like we ask them. And we find out, we thought our like user acquisition is pretty much based on like a platform. So that's like happened to like other like a bot. That's were featured by Facebook, but we haven't got featured by Facebook. So that's why like 700 is pretty like a good. Without like getting like a feature by Facebook. The thing is, we thought, oh, like our users mainly comes from like a platform. But the thing is, the user talk about like Foxy because it's like a new experience for them. Especially like developing countries, they just cannot download the app anymore, but they still wanted to like socialize. They wanted to make friends. They wanted to know about like other culture. They wanted to like talk to like the people from international or like other countries. And that's like, we can provide that kind of you know, the experience and functionality. User talk about Foxy, and that's many users they start to use it. That's like we didn't know that, and we thought that that's great. So like you just need to like keep doing this. And but in terms of that, probably you need to specify like which kind of like user you should talk and what you need to ask them. That's like you can kind of feedback loop is very important. Because it's not just like a launch it and just like leave it and just like you know, you just like expect like something's gonna happen, but nothing's gonna happen in reality. So you just need to, yeah, like keep like kind of like the researching stuff, right? Like UI and UX like research. You just need to specify what kind of users you need to talk and why they are using and what's the good things for them. Of course, it's not like we always like get like a good feedback. But some people they just give us some kind of like a hint that we can improve it. And that's like we are doing like we have got you know, over 30,000 like a direct feedback, and we have done 7,000 like a survey too. We have done like 100 like interview. So we do a lot because that takes like a lot of time. But the thing is like a community building is just like a service. So you just need to talk and like, communicate more. Yeah.
How did you like? What were your strategy to like make it grow like it did?
Yeah, so like it used to be grow like, you know, crazy. So I just can share the thing we did it. And so based on like, you know, the users, based on like a conversation like grow, we find out what is the like aha moment of users and what they like about Foxy. And that point, like we just like ask users, hey, can you make a intro? Or do you want to invite your friends to Foxy and stuff?
And did people invite?
Yeah, some people they did it too. Like that's like we also like increase the our like platform, like you know the like you know the score too. So that's like works a bit, but thing is the still like you know 700,000 users. So I don't think like we grow like crazy and crazy, but pretty like the thing we should have tried was. More like you know content variety too, because the Facebook is the like a platform like a musically and Instagram and probably like a theory like that, that's like a probably they did it like you know user generate content and they share like a content to the platform and other people can see the content they interact by using like this content and yeah like endpoint is like you know the your service. So by using like this content, so like seeing these contents, and they just click it and move to like your service, and that's like one thing. It's like I mean, we haven't tried, and we should like try it actually. But the thing is, that's like you know works probably like very well. I mean, that's like pretty much like how many like service will grow into on top of like in Facebook service. I mean, the Pinterest and everything. So like you know, content variety, yeah.
Great and. Before we start to finish, I am curious if you have like any like thoughts on like how to create like a successful bot, or because like most people that they're starting to create, develop or to design bots right now, they believe that chatbot is it's based only on AI, but they forget the rest. Like they forget the conversational like design, the copy, and all the other stuff that we need to think. When we are about to create like a chatbot, what do you think about that? Like,
So like in order to create like a very the great or like a successful bot, I think it's better to focus on like you know just instead of like building something or instead of like even like writing like a script or a conversation data, for me it's just like the same as the like a lean startup like a methodology. You just find out. Like, what kind of people are having, like, what kind of problem? Probably that's, like, you know, one thing that like, you need to specify. I mean, we should have done, like, more, actually. The thing is, the that's, like, better because just, like, a bot is just application, right? In the end, like, it's become, like, a service. So, service is, like, providing a value for somebody. Somehow, like, you solve somebody's problem or some company's problem. Customer or user, like that's like a we have done it by using like interview before we start to build Foxy. The thing is like we have done more. That's like we thought, and that's like I would suggest to everyone that like that's everybody can start to do it like that way too. Or maybe some of like genius people, like if somebody has somebody is very keen. Into like you know the building like a great product, maybe they just can build something like they are facing, and they thought, oh, this is a problem that's like I can solve like this way. And maybe it could be like useful for other people, but like usually like you know that's like you know gonna work. So it's better to start to talk with like potential users and customers, and that's like we do kind of like a feedback loop now. But like we have done like more. And that's I would suggest to other people they can do it more. Because it's not necessary to build like a bot. You just can ask them, like, what's kind of like a problem? Or like, hey, I thought like this could be like, you know, I thought this could be like a problem. Or like, can you share? Like, or like, just like, start to ask them. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I like this vision because sometimes when I'm going to talk to another like bot makers, they want like, oh, I'm going to build like this bot that is going to do like A, B, C, D, E. And they're just like, dude, like that's so many things. Like, what is your first value? Like, where is your value? Like, the value they're going to give to your users. Like,
that's right.
There is no like a specific like sentence that you can explain to me. It's just like A, B, C, D, like many things.
Right.
What I like new and like on Swelly as well is that you guys have like a really specific user case.
We try to simplify it because the now like Foxy works on top of messaging apps, so it means the UI is very like limited. So I mean, of course, we have like tons of idea like we should try this, but the thing is, if user don't understand, like there is no point to build it. So like many like the many like you know application they have they started to have like tons of like features. But in the end, like, users don't use it like, that much, so it's better to have like one specific, like you know, the value proposition that could be very useful for users. It could be just like you know, search. It could be just like you know, chat. It could be just like you know, talk or whatever. I don't know. Thing is, just like one action that user often do. That's the one thing that like, you need to like you know, the like polish and brush up, and that's you need to have it. And that's like we need to have it too more. But the thing is, that's I would suggest that everyone has it. It's not necessary to build like a super, like a massive amount of things like an application first, you know.
And then build in top of this one, this little thing.
But the thing is, build top of that. But the thing is, it's better to focus on like this like one action is like a very like a variable, and it could scale to like you know, that could be the way to make money, for example. That could be the things. The scale like you know, crazy, like 10 million users, for example. And that could be a variable. So that's why we say like 700,000 users is not pretty like enough. So yeah, that's we thought like our team. Yeah. All
right. So we're about to finish, but I wonder if like we're getting the point that the technology is become like more present in your lives. AI is coming. Chatbots, they are coming. As long as also like the VR is coming, what do you think about like what is next for this technology? Like, what do you think about the next 3 to 5 years?
Like a bot or like a VR or whatever, like any technology?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are you excited about that?
Well, yeah, I do. Like, you know, I do. Yeah. The thing, yeah, the thing I kind of imagine is the like it's really difficult to define like what is like real life anymore, because like VR and AR and then like internet. I mean, the people spend like a tons of time for like you know the internet, and then like visualization, like VR AR brings like the real like visualization, and then like everything become like you know data already. So it's kind of like you know, the idea of the like matrix and the inception. Like you don't know, like you are like dreaming or like you are living. Like it could be like actually like a dream. Like I don't know, we are like you know, dreaming or like we are like living this moment. So that's kind of like, you know, crazy. But the thing is, yes, like definitely like that's going to happen. So it's like very difficult to have like you know, the real like human interaction in like real life. But thing is, like we should not hesitate. Like trying or doing like new things on like a digital world too. I mean that's like a human behavior now. So that's like I am more like excited to see like what's going to happen. Yeah. We have like enough infrastructure now. Yeah.
All right. Thank you again like for having us. And
thank you so much.
I hope you like it. See you around, right?
Alright, thank you so much, yeah.
Okay.
Alright.
Bye.
Bye guys.
Hey, you made it to the end. Congratulations. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really, really hope that you like it and also that you learned it a lot. If you have any questions about the topic that we discussed, please write us a comment and also find us on Twitter. Just look for @chatabotbot. I hope to see you next week with a new guest where we are going to chat about bot.